Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. There's nothing holding me back.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Club Fitness continues to lift local. We are stronger together. We will get through this together. Taylor Swift. Oh, Lord. So, we talked earlier this week about how Octavia Spencer has been lying about her age for a while. We wished her a happy 48th birthday a week ago today. And then, come to find out, she turned 50, but she said, with all of the craziness that's going on in the world right now, she realized that doesn't matter. She's just happy to be alive, right? Well, not everyone's gotten that memo. Because somebody asked Burger King on Twitter what Burger King's favorite Taylor Swift song was. And Burger King, trying to have a funny company tweet, said the one about her ex. As Lance would say,
wow.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
Taylor Swift's fans, not amused.
Why are they offended by
that? Oh, come on. That's very funny.
But what's offensive about that?
They said it was sexist.
What?
Then somebody said,
listen,
somebody,
I know sexism.
Yeah, please.
That's not it.
the person who started the hashtag Burger King is over party said it was intended to just be a joke, but it took off. So now Taylor Swift's fans are all saying that they're gonna. Someone said they're craving McDonald's. Someone said Wendy's is the only place that matters to me now. They're all boycotting Burger King.
I don't understand what's wrong with the comment.
And then another one of her fans said, Burger King needs to stream. You need to calm down. No, no. I think everybody does. Because really, with everything that's going on, it was a joke. And also, didn't you just watch Taylor Swift's documentary where she talked about how she was so upset with this cancel culture and how Kim Kardashian's fans like decided to cancel her, and she said that really was jarring to her. Mm-hmm. Don't. It's the golden rule, Swifties. Do unto others as you want them to do unto Taylor.
Unless it's a Kardashian, in which case do what you gotta do.
Yeah, right. Dropping today. It hasn't gotten great reviews, but I think we're all gonna check it out. The series premiere of Space Force, starring Steve Carell, John Malkovich, Ben Schwartz, Lisa Kudrow, and Fred Willard, the late Fred Willard, his last act.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait and see what people say.
Yeah.
Not great reviews, like you said. I'm not in a hurry. I've got plenty of catching up to do, and I'll probably watch The Rock a few more times before I move on to anything else.
Really, you don't want to watch Haircut Night in America because it's tonight on CBS.
Really?
Yeah, tonight on CBS, 7 o'clock, hosted by Jerry O'Connell and Rebecca Romijn. Speaking of that, new couple alert, I guess. I only learned about it because she's giving her boyfriend a quarantine haircut. Nina Dobrev, from Vampire Diaries, right?
Yeah.
Gave her boyfriend, Olympic snowboarder Shaun White, a quarantine haircut.
Really?
Yeah.
Nina Dobrev and Shaun White.
Right? She was married to Ian Somerhalder from Lost.
They
with those
married?
Piercing blue eyes.
Easy. and Shaun White. Crazy.
And that's a lot of hair to cut.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
And he looks a little scared. He looks a little scared.
That is a fascinating couple to me.
Yeah, right? Okay, I thought it was just me. Yeah. 7th season premiere of Celebrity Family Feud this Sunday night on ABC. You also have the 3rd season finale of Killing Eve on AMC on Sunday. Press Your Luck, 2nd season premiere on Sunday.
Who hosts that? Anybody know? Somebody.
I
can't remember who it is.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to check it out because I loved it as a kid. I was a big Whammy fan.
Oh, God, I loved
who
it.
Who is it? Oh, isn't that Elizabeth Banks, isn't it?
Is it?
That's who hosted it last season.
Okay, then that's who it is. Yeah, it's Elizabeth Banks. Sweet!
Yeah, wow.
I love it even more, even though I have not tuned in.
Same Whammies, does anybody know, or... New
The game is slightly different. I mean, it's still the same game. They just kind of configure it differently on how you can amass wins to, you know, make the most money.
Mm-hmm.
But it's if you remember the game as a kid, it's not that different. They've just tweaked it. That's all.
Okay.
Josh Gad's YouTube show, Reunited Apart. First, he brought together the Goonies, then the cast of Back to the Future. His most recent one... was Splash, the cast of Splash. Are you kidding me?
With Hanks?
Yeah. And this Sunday's episode will bring together the cast of Lord of the Rings.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah. And,
cool.
Yeah, it looks good. Looks like
are you going to watch that or pass?
I don't know. Considering
you
that I was super
excited.
Oh. some news for you, Tim. You can cancel one of your streaming subscriptions. The Karate Kid sequel series, Cobra Kai, is leaving YouTube.
What?
Yeah.
They made it.
It's going to end up on Netflix or Hulu, it looks
like.
Wow.
A new season or the old ones? Like, are they going to still make it?
It looks like they're going to continue to make it, but on a different streaming service. So, there, I just saved you a little money.
Is YouTube getting out of the original TV show business? I have a lot of questions that I'm sure you probably don't know the answer to. I apologize.
You know, I think you're the one of the few people watching Cobra Kai.
I still haven't. It's just on my list. I haven't gotten to it.
So much like Sports Crate, you signed up for this YouTube and you're throwing money away.
No. I signed up for YouTube TV and I canceled my cable. Best thing I ever did. As a part of that, I get Cobra Kai. I just haven't gotten around to watching it.
Okay.
I did not sign up for anything because of Cobra Kai.
Got it. Okay. I thought you signed up just for Cobra Kai, which
no.
I wouldn't judge you for that.
Yeah, it's supposed to be great. I've done stupider things in my life, for sure.
That's Entertainment Schmig. Schmig Schmackdown in an hour. Tim and Lance face off against each other. Kevin has the questions. And then more Schmig at 8:40 this morning. But right now...
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
And it is brought to you by Club Fitness. Club Fitness continues to lift local. We are stronger together. We will get through this together. Online classes for members at clubfitness.us. The celebrity who wants to just get married one more time. Like anyone says they want to get married three more times. Pam Anderson. Like, it was just a weird
one more
thing.
Time.
New profile by the New York Times. They talk about that 12-day marriage that she had to producer John Peters that ended up not being a marriage because they never filed the legal paperwork. She said she's not opposed to the possibility of another marriage. She said, absolutely, just one more time. Please, God, one more time only.
Hey, she's in love with love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there. I have been there. That last one was weird because he claims that she did it just to get out of debt.
Yeah.
She got married and he paid off some of her debts, and it's weird.
Yeah. If you want to see a movie in a movie theater, it can happen. But a lot of movies have either postponed their release dates until some of them next year, or a couple like Trolls and Hamilton being released on streaming services. Well, there are three movies that are coming out in July. Unhinged with Russell Crowe. It's a psychological thriller that comes out July 1st. Tenet, the new Christopher Nolan film, which purchased an actual 747 and crashed it because it was apparently more efficient and cheaper than doing it all with CGI.
Huh.
John David Washington stars in that one.
Son.
Former St. Louis Ram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Robert Pattinson also stars in the film.
And that is a movie, not a series, correct?
Right. It's a movie. It comes out in theaters July 17th. And then this one was postponed because this was one of the first movies postponed. It was supposed to come out March 27th. Disney's Mulan, the live action film, has a release date July 24th. We'll see how it... We'll see how it does. A lot of people talked about how they might release that one on Disney Plus. They're not, and I don't know. It's kind of a gamble right now to release stuff in theaters. Or we'll maybe find out that by the end of July, people are ready to get back into seeing movies in the theater.
I know back my wife is.
Yeah.
Back to Denzel real quick. Sometimes when I wake up, the first thing I do is check the news, especially now what's going on. But that also creates a situation where I can't remember if some of this is dreams. So did Denzel yesterday in Hollywood help a guy in the street and like mediate between the cops and a homeless man? Or was that a dream? I think it happened. And he gave the guy masks.
Hold on.
Also could have been a very interesting dream I had. I'm pretty sure I read that first thing when
Denzel Washington seen helping homeless man in L.A.
Okay, cool. Wow.
Yes. There was another...
See his son's movie is the point.
There was another Denzel story that I had. His son, John, said that when Denzel used to coach his youth football team, he would motivate the players with speeches from his movies like Malcolm X and Glory.
Whoa.
I know.
A Glory one could have been. I mean, they both could have gone a lot of different ways.
But I mean, you know what? You don't even need a speech from the movie. Just write something motivational and have Denzel deliver it.
He Who did one speech better? From Pelican Brief and they lost that game. Didn't work out.
We talked about Nicolas Cage a lot earlier this morning and the film The Rock with Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery. If you missed that, you don't really need to listen to it, but I guess you could catch it on the podcast.
That was a great breakdown of a solid movie. You should check it out.
We were talking about, does Nicolas Cage have any other equal? Would you put Keanu Reeves in the same universe as Nicolas Cage in terms of like just actors who are... I don't know.
No, Keanu Reeves, who I really like, is not a great actor by any means. Keanu Reeves is such a strange, because he's not a great actor, but he's in great movies.
Yes.
Cage is a great actor. I mean, he's an over actor, certainly, but there's something about him.
He's been in some. Cage has been in great movies and terrible movies.
Yeah.
Right. And Keanu right now is making at least as successful a movies as he's made at any point in his career. Yeah. So he's very different.
Yeah, with the John Wick franchise now,
Well, interesting that you bring up John Wick because the co-creator and screenwriter of the John Wick films in a new interview said that wasn't the name of the film, the franchise originally, but they had to rename it John Wick because that's what Keanu kept calling it. In interviews, he kept referring to the film as John Wick. So the marketing department was like, dude, that's like $4 to $5 million in free advertising so far. So they changed the film title from Scorn to John Wick. And they said it was one of the best best choices they ever made, because they can't imagine it being Scorn now.
Same thing happened. He was supposed to be in a movie called Teenage Rock and Roll Time Travelers. And that's how Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure came to be. He's like,
I thought that was something you got to get.
The lake house.
Same with lake house.
Same with Speed. It had like some involved title. It's like, it's called Speed. You guys aren't liking any of this at all.
I like it a lot.
I am. All right. Listen, Lady Gaga fans are liking that her album is finally coming out. Chromatica was delayed. It was supposed to come out in March, but it is out today. FedEx, by the way, responding to false complaints from Lady Gaga fans. She was pictured in like a delivery truck with a mask that has spikes on it. And someone said, someone tweeted, "This woman almost hit me while driving down my block delivering packages, FedEx. I wrote her plates down just in time. Please do something immediately." And they said, "Hello, I truly apologize for the trouble. Please DM your name." Like, they were joking. Clearly, if you look at the face mask and her pink hair, you know, and she's not wearing a FedEx uniform, right. You know. It's not a FedEx driver, but they must have like some Autobot responding to it.
It's tough to tell they're joking. You know why?
Why?
Great poker face.
There you go.
And you guys, I mean, you just don't, I don't know if you're sick of me. I don't know what it is.
Might be the jersey.
Yeah. I think sometimes it's funnier not to laugh at you and see what happens. No?
That's not good advice at the comedy club.
Yes. Yeah. Right, and then it just encourages me to be like, oh, I'm doing great right now.
Here's Lance Hildebrand with traffic.
All right. Hey, they did clear up that crash.
It's the weekend on The Wake Up with Jen and Tim, and now it's time for celebrity birthdays. We'll look at birthdays for today, May 29th, and then through the weekend. Let's start off with, well, she's a America's Got Talent judge and a former Spice Girl. How old is Scary Spice, Mel B?
Yo!
Now we all know what to get her for her birthday. She wants a really, really, really one, as they could say.
Mel B.
I'm killing it today. And you guys are
persistent. Jim is persistent.
That's good stuff.
I think Baby Spice is 44.
In scary.
Was Baby called Baby because she was the youngest one in the group?
She is the youngest. I'll give you that.
Mel B is 47.
That's what I was going to say. I'll say 48.
46.
45.
Wow. Not that much of a baby, actually.
Another singer. How old? And writer, actually. Probably known better for his writing.
Let me just say that I know Baby Spice is 44 because we have the same birthday and she is a year younger than I am. I don't want you to think that I am like,
right,
obsessed.
Yeah, right.
Like,
come on.
It was real weird that I knew exactly how old she is.
Telling you, on the overhead music there by the moat, it's always Spice Girl.
Always. Yeah, right. Hello.
Constantly.
All right. Another singer also shares a birthday today with Scary Spice. How old is Oasis's Noel Gallagher?
Oasis's?
That's why they broke up. That's what I heard.
Oasis's.
They couldn't pluralize their name.
Not to be confused with the waitresses, it's Oasis.
I feel like 50? I can't laugh that hard at that because
I know.
Haven't been laughing at Tim's jokes either.
I'll say 50.
That's what I was thinking, somewhere around there.
51.
52.
53. All right, let's look through the weekend. On Sunday, how old is... Which we mentioned her actually earlier today because she starred in Blue Lagoon. How old is Brooke Shields?
There are two kinds of people who wear Calvins. Those who want to remember and those who want to forget.
Calvin Klein jeans.
Wow. How young she sounded there. Because she was, but I mean, her voice is... Wow.
Sounds also one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Also, we skipped over Saturday. Does that mean no good birthdays on Saturday?
No good birthdays on Saturday.
Wow. Okay.
May 30th is a bad day for famous birthdays.
56.
That's a good guess, too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think, Landon?
55.
55 is correct.
Boom.
Also on Sunday, Never Surrender, because how old is Corey Hart?
So I can see the love that's right before my eyes.
Wasn't there a story once upon a time he was considered to be the Michael J. Fox character in Back to the Future?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Something like that.
I always think he's married to Pink, and then I go, wait a minute, he's not. But then I go, no, I'm just going to believe that he's married to Pink. Because what's your guy's name?
Corey Hart.
Yeah.
Same name, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's just
but different
guy.
Oh.
Corey Hart.
See, I'm not as dumb as I thought.
If you type Corey Hart and you type in the word back, to the future populates in there. He was considered for the role of Marty McFly.
Yeah.
Briefly. And then they realized that Michael J. Fox was available.
No, they realized they wanted Eric Stoltz.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
How old's Corey Hart? 50, no, 60?
Jen.
Is that old?
You just place your guess and then you move on.
60. That's a no, so you guys can go.
Sixty-two.
58.
58 is correct.
Wow.
All right.
Nice, Lance.
By good the way, today. We talked about how he skipped over birthdays on Saturday because there was no one good.
Uh-oh. What'd you find?
There's a couple good ones, but I always do five, and this last one is probably the best of the bunch.
Idina Menzel.
Yes.
You do five?
I do five on the for the weekend.
Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine.
He's going to do one
Judd.
More.
I'm doing one more here.
Yeah, but it's not from Saturday.
I know it's
I'm
from
Sunday.
I know,
there
but there's a there's a reason because these three were on Sunday, and your last birthday to guess today is American legend. How old is Clint Eastwood?
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire six shots or only five? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But Ian, this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Kind of surprised during that whole monologue he didn't shoot that bell.
I know.
The whole time.
That bell's annoying, Punk. I'm going to tell you guys this story, and if you don't laugh, I quit the show.
Does that count?
When I was young, a lot of kids had braces, right? And you have those rubber bands that go on your braces, you know, or at least you did. I don't know if those are still around.
Yeah.
And you'd shoot those rubber bands at each other, right?
Yeah.
Like
right.
You'd have
yeah.
them, put them on your
yeah.
finger, shoot them around. So I, in eighth grade at Priory, would have those. And I thought this was the funniest thing in the world. And I did it several times. But I had to make sure I was cool. But Priory, as you guys know, run by monks. I would take the rubber band, put it on my finger, aim it at a monk, do that whole monologue, and end it with, so you got to ask yourself a question. Do you feel lucky? Well, do ya, monk?
Started at an early age with the puns.
Come back Monday, Tim.
And they, as I did the monologue, they'd be like, what is this kid doing? And then obviously at the end, they got it. And then I immediately got detention. But
you got detention?
it landed different ways, but I mean, that's that's good comedy, guys. I was 13.
How old is Clint?
You guys don't need a minute to let that story process?
90?
It was a rubber band.
Clint Eastwood is 90 years old this Sunday.
But you picked Corey Hart over Idina Menzel.
Yeah, it's a weird
I gotta tell choice. You, he's a sucker for those that like if it's Billy Squire's birthday, Corey, any of that stuff,
right.
we're in trouble. And
that's
it doesn't
right.
matter if all the most famous St. Louisans have birthdays that day. Those are the ones he's picking.
Right.
But in terms of this Idina Menzel thing, Jen, I don't know.
You gotta let it go.
There it is.
I love how you pause like we haven't figured out exactly what's coming out of your mouth. I love it.
Here's I was kind of frozen.
We're all going to get all right. fired.
By the way, hey, let me stick up for Kevin. Billy Squire, celebrity net worth, $40
million. Yeah.
Because they sampled a bunch of his stuff. My brother and I talked about Billy Squire for an hour and a half yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
What context?
Yeah.
Crazy story. MTV, his videos ruined his career. I mean, it's wild. You guys,
the dancing one, yeah.
How's traffic, Lance?
We've got a really bad accident up in North County. Southbound 367 is closed at Haviland. That's going to be a little bit south of 270. It's before you get to Chambers. So if you can avoid southbound 367 after 270, that's probably...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.